Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. My goal is to help you develop a holistic lifestyle based on our four cornerstone philosophy: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. This holistic approach will help you feel good, which I define as being connected to your most authentic, highest self. And this is the place from which your energy, confidence, creativity, true power, and true beauty will start to explode. Every week, we provide you with interviews from top experts in their field or a solo cast from yours truly to support you in living your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of Saluna, New York Times bestselling author, and holistic wellness, nutrition, and meditation teacher. Let's get started. Hi, beauties, and welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast, where our topic today is why we cling to attachments. And this is such a big topic for all of us. Attachments are really this, let's be honest, this futile way that we project out our fears and we try to cling to things or we try to control things in the outside world as a way to try to feel soothed, as a way to try to feel safer. And in reality, we know on some level, we already know that controlling doesn't work. And we know that attachment doesn't work. And it actually pushes people away and it pushes opportunities away. Connection is where we want to be, where we feel connected to ourselves. We want to feel connected to others. But attachment crosses the line and it's really different functions, different ways the ego tries to play out. And the ego is not the true self. And so when the ego doesn't feel good because the ego is limited, the ego tries to utilize these different tools, which in the end are ineffective and they don't work. So we're going to get into the show today, what you can use instead of clinging to attachments, the tools that will work instead of trying to control the outside world, which again, doesn't really work at all. For a minute, it may seem like you are, but in the end, all those different mechanisms of control will start to crack and break down, and they won't be able to feel good sustainably. So I'm really excited for our show today, as always. This show comes directly from all the questions from you guys, right from the community all around the world. And so it's always a huge, huge treat for me to see what you've written in, what you're wondering about, how I can best support you. And, you know, here's the deal. Here's the reality is that we're all connected. So most all of us have the same questions to different variations. And also, even if we don't have the same exact question, a lot of times when we hear questions from others, it may prompt us to introspect or to look at our own lives or to look at how it relates to us. And it may bring something up. So it's very powerful. Before we get more deeply into today's show, though, I want to give a quick reminder to please leave us a review on iTunes, which is free and easy and just a wonderful way to support the show energetically, especially if you've benefited from the show in any way, which I really hope that you have. That is my intention, to keep showing up every week and to be here for you. So thank you so much in advance. And while you're over there, there's a little button. Please be sure to subscribe to our show. And that way you don't miss out on any of these wonderful Q&A podcasts or our Monday interview show / solo cast show. All right. All that being said, let's get into our topic today, why we cling to attachments. And also, I would say, how this plays out in our life. How do attachments look to you in your life? So you can keep introspecting as we go through the questions and keep reflecting back and keep relating this to your own life. Because in many ways, all of us have those little attachments, big and small. We have all the little ways that we try to control things, big and small, which is really comes out of anxiety. It comes out of fear. It comes out of not really trusting life, not really trusting ourselves. And there is a very potent antidote and different tools that we're going to work into our discussion today. So the first question comes from Charlotte, and she lives in Denmark. And she writes, "It's really hard for me to not compare my life to others on Instagram. Every other day, I want to delete my account. Do you have healthy tips to find a balance and not be so attached to this platform?" Whew, Charlotte, I send you a huge hug. I know that feeling, and I think it arises for most all of us that are on social media to some extent. And it's really important that we create a healthy relationship that feels good and healthy to us, to each of us individually on social media, because otherwise it can be something that can really throw us off. On a practical level, just remind yourself, first of all, and I'm going to remind you, that Instagram and social media isn't real life, and it's not showing the depth and the range of emotions and experiences in someone's life. It's really showing the best picture and the best moment and the best thing that someone wants to share. So it can be very triggering, because when we're in a down moment or an off moment, or maybe just a moment that feels a little bit dull, or we've worked all day and we see all this flashiness on Instagram, it can really trigger, you know, something inside of us. But first of all, just remind yourself that it is not real life. And so also, the platform is designed to sort of create those triggering moments, because then there's emotional attachment there, and then it prompts you to want to, you know, show your best stuff and stay on the platform. Secondly, I would ask you, you know, this is a question to tune into. Why are you on there in the first place? So if you're on there because you feel like, you know, you want inspiration or you want ideas, I would say, okay, are the people that you're following, are the accounts that you're following giving you what you really need? Because if not, you can unfollow, you can mute. You don't have to be in that mode. Number three, let's say you get clear on the reason you're on Instagram. You can start to feel, first of all, connected to the community in other ways other than Instagram. And for me, I was getting, you know, especially over the past year, a bit on Instagram more than any other time, just in there and posting and sharing. And it felt good for a time, but then it started to feel like too much. So I batch, and I will, you know, now shoot more things at once and sort of have them scheduled out so I don't have to be in the app every day. Yeah, in Instagram. I will also say that I have found a way to connect in a beautiful way that isn't Instagram. It's our Soluna app. And I was just saying this today because we had the circle. There's the circle part, and then there's the free chat part that's just like a general chat room. And it's a much smaller circle, though. It's a, you know, it's very like-minded people. So I feel like I have found my people on there. And so it lessens this need for me to sort of see and check in with what's going on in the larger world as much on of social media. Doesn't mean I cut it out. I'm on there at times and I kind of dip in and out, and I'm in there to the extent that it feels good. But I don't feel controlled by it anymore in the same way. You know, not that it fully controlled me, but I felt this pressure, like I have to post and I have to be in there. So I would encourage you, Charlotte, to find other communities, other ways to feel connected to other people. And I, of course, recommend the Soluna Circle. It's just a wonderful way and a wonderful place to really be seen and to take your mask off and just to really be witnessed and to be able to relax into yourself. And the next part is having that healthy relationship with Instagram or any social media platform means that you set the boundaries. So I'm not a fan of alerts because they kind of invade your day, or when you're working on something else, or with your child. So I encourage you to turn off the alerts and maybe to not get on there first thing in the morning before you have a chance to do your meditation and to ground into your own energy and to root yourself. Maybe you start to train yourself that it's, you know, certain junctures of time, like mid-morning or a couple of minutes mid-afternoon. But making it feel scheduled versus kind of being on there all the time, every time. Every time you have a break. So it can be a real habit for people just to kind of go on there, check, you're, you know, see what's going on. But like I said, if you have another app or something like the Soluna Circle that feels better to check into, it really lessens the tendency and the habit of always having to be on Instagram. The next thing I'll say is comparing your life in general on Instagram and to, and you know, in the world means that we have to strengthen our self-connection. And so, Charlotte, this is where the emotional and spiritual cornerstones of Soluna really help. Because when we develop that inner connection, it means that we start to feel really good about ourselves, because that's what connection does. It starts to feel really good. And so we start to worry less about what other people are doing and what's going on out there. It doesn't mean we don't care. It doesn't mean we don't have to check in, but it means that we start putting all our importance on, you know, this surface or this outer stuff. Who's doing better? This, like all the things that we can see with our eyes. Oh, this is better. She's prettier. This person's more successful. It means that even in the midst of all this stuff going on around us and all these people doing all this stuff, we can still be so connected to ourselves that we realize that in the real sense, we can't be compared because we're all unique. We're different energy. We're different forms of spirit. We are spirit embodied in these forms. And so when we start getting connected to that, which really comes from meditation, it means that it lessens more and more this need to compare. And listen, I know it's difficult, and I've compared myself a lot in the past, and, you know, especially other students, other grades, other, you know, measurables, other achievements. And the more I soften into myself and the more I realize that that's the jewel of really being connected. And that's where peace and joy come from. And why am I doing all this other stuff anyway? It makes it less serious. Instagram doesn't have to be this big serious thing. It's not going to make or break your life. It's just a platform. But all this seriousness and, you know, just overweighting it comes from disconnection. So I encourage you, Charlotte, to try our meditations, to get into a regular practice. We have them on the website, mysoluna.com. We also have them in our free app. And the more you start really working on that self-connection, the more that outer instances like Instagram, they will start to bother you less and less. And I know that for as truth, I know that as personal experience, and I can't wait to hear how that opens up for you as well. All right, my loves, next question comes from Faye, who lives in Georgia. And she writes, I feel I have a decent body after having two kids, but still find myself having moments of doubt. Are we innately bound to this way of thinking so that we're always striving to be better? So Faye, big, huge hug. Thank you so much for your question. Thank you so much for being part of our community. And this striving to be more, to be better, adding on, I would ask you, you know, sit with this. When is enough going to be enough? Because I know for me, when I would, you know, hit an achievement or, you know, really create something, I enjoyed it for a microsecond, but then it would be like, okay, now I have to do this thing and this isn't checked off the list. And so chasing after those outer things is never going to be enough. You know, you have a great body after having kids or, you know, with kids or without kids. And so that's the part we lay down. We let it go. We don't have to keep going into that. You know, on a level, subconsciously or not, which is why you frame the question this way, that this doesn't have to do with your body. Your body is great as it is. This has to do with your mental state and your perspective. The only way to feel good enough as you are and to stop striving and striving endlessly is to connect to the part of you that is already whole and already perfect and already good as she is. And so there is no real adding on to that. When we are disconnected, the futile way as humans who are, you know, let's face it, we're all stumbling around the world trying to do our best. We grow, we try to evolve more, we make mistakes, we fall down, we get back up. But really, really, you know, this trying to add more, whether it's achievements, job titles, more money, more followers, more whatever it is, losing more weight, that is like, you know, some of those things are great and can be enjoyed and it's nice to have achievements. No one's saying it's not, but it shouldn't go into the bucket of self-worth. Our worth shouldn't come from any of those things. Our worth shouldn't come for what our body looks like after we have kids or not, or bodies in general. Our worth comes from connecting to that unique energy, which to me, the only way to do that really is in meditation. And this is why the conversation is where it is today, because if I gave you this diet and you followed it perfectly and you started working out and you had all these, you know, this perfect, you know, toned body, you would then, it wouldn't be enough. You'd be obsessed with maintaining that body or improving it. And it would just keep going and going and going. And then you keep trying to tweak with your diet. So that's not the pathway to healing. It's the pathway for actually feeding some form of trauma. The pathway to healing is to go deeper instead of hyperfixating more on the surface. And going deeper means we connect with that beautiful heart of yours, Faye, with the true self, with who you authentically are beyond all of that surface stuff. So I don't think we have to be bound to this way of thinking. I know that I have shed a lot of it. It still creeps in because it's a really deep tendency inside of me. It comes from a deep wound, but I have shed so much of it already just from introspection, journaling, and primarily meditation. Because when we meditate, we close our eyes and we go into that stillness. We go into that space. We go into energy. So we let go of all this stuff, including achievements, including the labels, including all this outside stuff. And there's so much power that comes from that. There's the power to really connect in the real way. And then that starts to lessen this striving, doing, adding. I got to add more and more to be worthy. That just melts away like, you know, a piece of ice that we finally scrape off and it falls down and just starts to melt away. And then it changes form and gets into the energy, recycles into something else. So that's possible to do. And it comes from working really on that self-connection that is so powerful and the most powerful practice of all, really. So thank you so much, Faye. I love this question. And I send you a big virtual hug there in Georgia. Check out some of our free meditations and let us know how you do. All right, my loves. I love these questions so far. And I feel like so many of us, most all of us can relate to this. And it just shows that this is a big one. Attachments and striving more, over-efforting. It's something that we've all fallen prey to. And at the same time, if some of us have healed, it means we can all heal from this. So I'll be right back after the break with two more questions for you guys. Fitbit Sense is the Fitbit's advanced health smartwatch that gives you tools to do just that. It's the world's first smartwatch with an EDA sensor that can actually indicate your body's response to stress. Fitbit Premium members get a detailed breakdown of their stress management score, which is really cool because it shows how your heart, activity, and sleep are all affected by stress. And whenever you need to take a breather, you can do guided mindfulness sessions to help calm your body and your mind. I love that Fitbit provides these guided sessions with real-time direction, which fits into our four cornerstone philosophy for holistic wellness. This will help prevent stress buildup so that you can sleep better and feel your very best. Right now, as a new or returning premium user, you get a 6-month premium membership when you buy Fitbit Sense. With Father's Day coming up, this could be a great gift for dad, or in the spirit of self-care, buy it for yourself. Visit Fitbit.com and check it out. Hey, beauties. I want to share one of the biggest secrets for health and wellness and energy and maintaining a slim, lean body is to consistently clean out excess waste from your body. It's not just what you're putting in, but making sure that you are releasing as much as possible from your GI tract, from your body, things that can stagnate, old waste, old toxins that can clog your body and make your goals, your wellness and beauty goals, much harder to achieve. So I have a product for you. It's called Detoxy. It's really amazing. It's basically nasal oxygen paired with ASC2P, which is a stable form of vitamin C that in clinical research has been shown to help prevent the very, very root cause of aging, which is the shortening of telomeres, which creates chromosomal damage in your DNA. So it's helpful in that regard. And it also just cleans out your system. It's amazing. It's not a laxative. It's not habit forming, but you take it in the evening and you'll find the right capsule amount for you. It could be one. It could be four or five. I personally take four. You take it before bed and in the morning you release more, so to speak. So it's really wonderful. It's really impactful. It will help you feel lighter and all the benefits of cleansing your system, better skin, more energy. So you can check it out over at mysaluna.com. It's called Feel Good Detoxy. And you can also use the code wellness15 for 15% off all supplements and skincare, including our Detoxy. Again, wellness15 for 15% off. All right, my loves, we are back from the break. We have two more questions on this beautiful, wonderful topic of why we cling to attachments. And our first question now comes from Denise, who lives in Massachusetts. And she writes, "Do you have a spiritual practice that will help me not care what others think? I'm so exhausted from worrying about this. I'm sure everyone else is most likely feeling the same way, which means we're all wasting our time worrying about others. Help. Thanks, Kimberly." Denise, I love this question and thank you for sharing with us right from your heart. I can feel that really in the energy of your question. And in a similar vein to Faye's question, this idea of worrying about what people think, and also actually with Charlotte's question about comparison. So comparison, trying to be more, worrying about what other people think, there's a through line here. And it comes from surface being so, you know, we're living on the surface. So we look around, we look at what other people are doing. We compare it to our lives. We take a step forward in our life, but then we immediately think how others are going to receive it or what they think. All of this comes from the same place, which is not being connected to the true self. And so living life from the place of the ego. And the ego is insecure. The ego is limited and small and narrow. And so the ego will see things in that narrow, small, limited way, including just comparing the surface stuff. On social media, we don't really know what people's lives are like. So we fall into that when we're just comparing and seeing what we think and what we imagine someone's life is like, but it may not be true at all. And worrying about what people think is a bunch of mental chatter. It's the voices in our head, meaning we're evaluating, we're overanalyzing. And that again comes from living on the surface, and it comes from not really being connected in a deeper way to ourselves. When we are connected to our truth and to who we are, it is 100% true, Denise. And I've experienced this in my own life. So I say this with truth, with personal experience. And I know if it's true for me, then it's true for you and all of you listening to this as well, which is it is possible to not care what other people think so much. Because when you are walking around in the world and doing and acting and speaking from your heart, maybe not everybody's going to like what you do. Maybe not everybody's going to agree, but you can at least know that you are being authentic and that you are living your life. And if you do that and you can look at yourself in the eye and know that you are living in your truth, other people's opinions don't matter so much. Other people are in their own journey. Everybody's in their own reality, right? And so other people are going through life and they have wounds and they have triggers and they have things from their childhood that alters their perspective. And maybe they're having a bad day and maybe they're having a tough time in life. And so we can't base our actions on what other people think, because then otherwise we're going backwards and that's never going to feel good. We just have to work on that self-connection that I've been talking about so much on this podcast. And so, the spiritual practice I recommend, and I'll go through all the cornerstones here because I haven't done that yet, but I'll start with the spiritual, is to really focus on connecting to your breath, connecting to your inner state, connecting to your energy, doing your meditations. When I don't meditate in the morning, my whole day literally feels thrown off. I don't recover from it. So I have learned, not out of obligation, not out of, whatever, just feeling like I have to do it. I just feel that it has completely opened up my energy and makes me feel rooted and grounded. So I'm less susceptible to reactions. I'm less impatient. I'm less caring about what other people think. I'm just living my life. And so there's less of that mental chatter. And so breathing and meditation have that ability to start to calm you down, Denise, so you can really stay centered within yourself, no matter what other people are doing or what they think. Emotionally, our emotional cornerstone here is to really keep calling your attention back in. If you notice yourself, saying, oh, what will such and such think? Or what will the neighbor think about this? Bring it back to yourself. Does this resonate with me? Does this feel like it aligns to my heart? Am I living in my truth? So start to train yourself emotionally to know when you're overvaluating the outside world and to keep calling it back in. Body-wise, I think it's important to get out in the fresh air, in the sunshine and nature, and just to feel that connection. We talk about this a lot, but it's so powerful. When we start to get, too much into the technology, too much sitting in one place, we can start to feel stagnant. And that stagnancy definitely contributes to feeling weighed down and insular and into our old habits and patterns. So walking and being outside and taking activities outside, whether it's eating, we have picnics on our lawn all the time. We actually eat more on the lawn than on the outside table right now. But, that may shift at some point. So eating outside, reading outside, journaling outside, any ways that you can be outside in the fresh air and away from technology, I think is really healing. And then food-wise, and we talk about this month in the Saluna Circle, which is our membership program, where our theme this month is letting go of control. And food-wise, a really wonderful thing to, as we're developing this self-reliance and we're developing that self-connection, is to really focus on healthy fats, fats that are stabilizing but not heavy. So I would suggest avocados and, olive oil in your salad, cooking with coconut oil, all these different ways that we can stabilize ourselves, give us sustained energy and sustained vitality, but not feel heavy. It's not about fried food. This is not the time probably to have all these heavy, milky coconut milk curries and things that may feel too heavy right now in summer, but it is a wonderful time to introduce those healthy fats and to incorporate them regularly. So I hope all that helped. I wanted to throw in some of that practical cornerstone information as well, Denise, but it is a process. So it's not we turn the switch off and on and we stop caring what other people think. It will lessen and lessen over time as we take this holistic approach, as we tune into ourselves, as we meditate more regularly. You will notice one of the most happy, tangible benefits is comparing less and not caring so much about other people's lives. Doesn't mean we don't show up for them and give them love, but we don't have to compare and worry what people are thinking so much. It's not so serious. All right, my love. Thank you so much for your question. And thank you so much, Denise, for being part of our community. All right. Our next question comes from Claire, and she lives in Seattle. And she writes, I too am a struggling perfectionist, and I can't seem to let go of the critique I received from my boss. It was constructive. However, I can't seem to shake the feeling of being not, quote, not good enough. How can I just move forward and stop dwelling on it? So I understand very much this perfectionist tendency, Claire, because I have been there, as I have shared with you all. And this is another iteration of the same thing, which is perfectionism really comes from putting our self-worth in what we are doing. So your job in this instance seems to be where a lot of your identity comes from, or your self-worth, so that if your boss critiques you, even if it's in a kind, constructive way, as you mentioned, it throws you off because your worth is tied in there. So you may think, oh my gosh, I guess I'm not good enough because I'm not good at my job and I messed up, and all these things start to swirl around in your head. So we can transcend that connection between worth and identity by going deeper, which is my self-worth is intact because my self-worth comes from who I am. And who you are, this essential essence, this energy inside of you can't be quantified, certainly isn't defined by job title or achievement or money or, you know, outer beauty or any of those things. It's the beingness that is where your self-worth should really come from. And so what this means here, Claire, is first of all, awareness. So I'd like you to sit with that idea, like, ooh, I guess I am putting too much of my worth, or my worth in general, into my job. And it doesn't mean that we don't want to strive hard and to do our best in our job. Of course, we want to use our will, we want to create. But at the same time, it shouldn't affect our actual worth. Our worth is intact. It will always be intact, despite what we do or what we say. And I say this to Emerson, I say this to Bubby, my older son, because if he does something and I'll get, you know, I'll say, no, we don't, you know, we talked about this, like, please don't empty out all your toys on the floor or whatever. He would say to me, Mama, do you still love me? And I sit him down and I, you know, I would say, once in a while he'll say it, but I'll say, remember, love never goes away. I say, this isn't about your behavior. I am not happy with your behavior, but love will never go away. And nothing you say and nothing you do will make me ever stop loving you. But what I would like to talk about is your behavior today. So here it's, you know, again, we can strive to be great in our jobs, but if we mess up here or in a relationship or in a friendship or whatever, you know, maybe our behavior wasn't perfect, but that never changes your worth. That never changes your worthiness. You are worthy because you are you. And whether you get promoted and you rise to the top of your company, or maybe you get fired because you messed up a couple times and you can learn a lesson from that, either way, you're still completely worthy. You don't take away worth, and you don't add on to it either, which is what we talked about, you know, in an earlier question, this idea of trying to be more and strive to be better, like in Faye's question, I believe it was. It's not to be added or taken away. It just is this isness quality that's talking about in some spoken about in some spiritual contexts. Is it just you are who you are, and so the worth is there. So it doesn't go away. It doesn't get added onto. It's just complete as it is. And when we tune into that, and not to sound like a broken record, but we tune into that by spending time with that essential essence, with connecting to her first. And that comes from the meditations. So a couple years ago, I was talking about more physical things, and that's where I was in my journey. And the reason I talk about this, these other cornerstones so much as well now, because I still do talk about food and I talk about body practices. And those are important because those do impact your energy, but they will never get you to where you want to go on their own. They are supportive, but this deep connection, this is the way. I believe with my whole heart, this is the pathway to finally feeling good. This is the pathway to stop comparing yourself and feeling that more feeling. It will only come from meditation and self-connection. And so I encourage you to really honor those times. Even if your meditations feel really restless right now, they will improve and get deeper and deeper as you go forth and you put more effort and more consistency into your meditations. So when I started meditating, you know, I felt so restless and I felt like it was a bother, but I stuck with it. And over the years, there were times where I didn't get into it as much. And I did have a more, you know, lackluster, shall we say, enthusiasm for it. And then there were times where it got really strong and really started strengthening 4 years ago when my mom passed away. And the past year with the pandemic and the birth of Moses and all these things that have just been coming up and through me, my practice has gotten deeper than ever. And I've also feel happier than I've ever felt. And so I share this with you from the bottom of my heart because I'm not paying you lip service. I'm not, you know, rattling off a bunch of nutritional facts, which I could also easily do. I share with you because I think this is the real pathway to getting past suffering and the real pathway to getting past these attachments and this clinginess, which never feels good and has such a detrimental impact on our lives. It makes us feel like we can't really enjoy things. It makes us feel like we have to keep going and going and going, and we're exhausted, and then we start to break down and we just start to cry, like we just want to feel happy and peaceful. And I understand. So please take to heart what I have said today on this podcast, and please self-reflect. Maybe journal, think about how this may apply to your life. Think about the attachments and the clinginess and all the ways that shows up. And then think about what I said about the deeper connection to the true self that is always available to you and how you can start to really make room to connect and how you can really make room for consistency in your practice. So I want to leave you with a quote of the week, which I wrote as always, as I heard the topic right before the show. And what I wrote was, the only way to feel good enough is not to do more or prove more, but instead to feel the truth of who you really are underneath the surface. So this isn't about, as I say, doing more, getting more validation, proving yourself, getting more achievements. There's none of those outward action steps that need to be hit or achieved. It's about feeling, experiencing a deeper knowing of who you are. And again, that can really only come from meditation. So I'll reinforce that thought. I'll leave you with that. I send you so much love, and I will be back here Monday for our next interview podcast. Till then, be sure to check out the show notes over at mysaluna.com. where we have recipes and meditations now, and we have meditations and so much beautiful community over on the app, which is the Saluna app by Kimberly Snyder. It's in the App Store. It's free. There's a membership portal for the Saluna Circle, which I definitely recommend that you join us and check out. For less than the cost of a yoga class a month, for $14.99, you will get real deep healing and support from me on a regular basis and your sisters in the circle. And I do believe being in the circle will transform your whole life. And I don't say that lightly. I've seen it with so many of the members that are already transforming right before my eyes. So I'll leave you with that. Send you so much love. Big virtual hug. Take great care of yourself and see you back here in just a few days.